Lifeline.com.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, September 20th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. Actually, not looking forward to today's show. We got to do it anyway. We'll talk today to Paul Strelo, 805. I'm sure he's looking forward to that one, too. Talk about the basketball recruiting at Clemson, what happened yesterday. We'll also talk much more about the Clemson football recruiting. We'll get back to what we know, what we're good at, what we know around here. We'll get to that today. Obviously, you want to talk Josiah James in Tennessee, and I'll take my medicine today and call me up and rip me and tell me how dumb I am. We can do that today. Tour championships, if that's not on your mind, tour championships down at Eastlake in Atlanta begin today. We'll give you some tee times and some TV coverage times coming up. Certainly looking forward to that. Major League Baseball, sat up, watched Yankees last night. Destroy the Red Sox. Send him a little message saying that, oh, yeah, April, May, June, July, August, September, that's fine. October's coming. Be careful. Don't let me go to Boston in November for the Boston College game if the Red Sox lose the World Series or don't win the World Series and the Yankees do. Don't let that happen. Just tell you that. Tonight, college football, big one, Tulsa and Temple. ESPN 730. The NFL Network, guys, Jets at my Cleveland Browns. We'll do that. Today, I do want to talk about your trip to Atlanta and your trip to Nashville. If you're a Gamecock fan going to Nashville, if you're a Clemson fan going to Atlanta, what to do, where to park, get you all that kind of stuff. The Tigers, I think we'll paint the town orange. So we'll get into all that a little bit today, too. Get you ready for college football weekend. It is, I think, a little better college football weekend. We got some interesting games to get to. Talk a little Georgia-Missouri today. Talk a little Notre Dame and Wake Forest. We'll get into some potential upsets out there. Obviously, Clemson, Georgia Tech, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, Texas A&M, and Alabama this week. We'll get you a little Mississippi State, Kentucky, maybe. Maybe a little Arkansas, Auburn, maybe. Maybe a little Stanford, Oregon. Maybe a little Wisconsin, Iowa. Good weekend. Not great weekend yet. Florida, Tennessee's usually taking precedence here. Hadn't been a great series as of late. We talk about that, though. But and Tennessee's a basketball school, and everybody knows that. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 of the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Not good.
You all right?
No, not good.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, buddy.
Good morning. It's a nice little Thursday show, right?
I'm blessed. Lord, let me wake up today. Mm-hmm. Give me another day to work with. Blessed about that. But
Let's push that off for a second.
A segment two, or
let's do that in segment two. We'll get that out of the way. You don't talk about it as much. It'll be great.
Okay.
Let's talk about first what you did yesterday. We talked when I was leaving yesterday. You said you're going to play a little golf. You have a typical Wednesday group, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, great group of guys.
Did you shoot the score I anticipated you shooting yesterday?
No.
Oh, you go lower?
No.
Oh no.
I actually hit it pretty good. I got a ton of bad breaks yesterday.
Yeah.
Hit in a divot. Had mud on my ball. Even though it hadn't rained in forever, I don't know how to get mud on the ball. Mm. Had a couple bad lies.
You weren't playing lift, clean, and cheat yesterday?
No. Never do that. Why would you do it? It hadn't rained in a few days. I don't know how the mud gets all over it. Overwatering. Anyway. So it's got some bad breaks. Lipped out the first two holes. That always gets you in a good mood right off the bat.
Oh, it's the worst.
I was in a bad mood when I stepped in the golf course because of the press conference yesterday. So, no, 74 with a double on a par 5.
Well, it is what
it
is.
Hit it good, though. Be honest with you, I'm working on some stuff.
I know you.
Took a lesson.
Yeah.
And I'm encouraged.
Good.
Yeah. Didn't go to Greenville last night. Supposed to. We're going tonight instead.
You have a reservation somewhere, or are you just going to go up there and wing it?
No. My cousin's in town from Kansas.
Yep.
She's assistant women's coach at Kansas, and she they're playing their practice round, I think, today. And they got in late last night. Not late. They got in a time, and we could have gone over, but... Who knows?
Now, not to be a complete Debbie Downer here, how is she handling the news that Iowa State golfer being a Midwest school herself?
I hadn't asked her that. I know, I would imagine that she's played against them before.
Mm-hmm.
Conference championships. That girl won the conference. So yeah, she knows. I'm sure she knows. So that will be a conversation at dinner tonight. That and then my golf swing.
And my golf swing. More importantly, where do you think I can improve in my golf swing?
That's right. No, that's one of the topics on the table tonight. So,
last night, I'm assuming you sat down and.
By the way, I need you today, buddy.
I'm with you. I got you.
Thank you.
I got you. We had some tea in the fridge this morning. A little Chick-fil-A, a little sweet tea this morning.
Be there tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
I mean, my goodness, I'm ready to go.
Talk football tomorrow.
Yeah, we're gonna talk football today.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be all kinds of football. It's going to be all kinds of fun. We just got to get through some other stuff first, you know? You got to take your medicine, then, as we
were talking about. I'm taking every single drop of it.
But let's say, for the sake of argument, that you try to get your mind off it last night. I'm hoping that you watched those New York Yankees.
Every single
night.
Pitch, buddy. Every single pitch. Now, I take that back. I turned away once it got to be 8-1 because I want to see who won America's Got Talent.
As one does.
Right.
As one does.
The magician one. Shin Lin.
I have never watched an episode this season.
Oh, it's good. It's good. I like it. It's good. Anyway, yeah, that's where we are there. So, Yankees, again, I think they're sending Boston a message.
Listen,
Judge is back. Sanchez is back.
It would need to be craziness for them to get back in the division race.
Nah, the division's over.
Division's gone.
It's conceded.
You're 9.5 back, and that's fine. You still have a lead in the wild card for home field.
Yeah.
Last night's game was important for a couple of reasons, Mickey.
Let me guess.
Oh, go ahead.
To send David Price his normal greeting that he gets in Yankee Stadium.
Who has had a fantastic second half of the Red Sox.
He's 15-7.
He's had a fantastic second half.
He's 15-7 this year. He's 0-15 against the Yankees this year.
He just can't pitch against the Yanks in Yankee Stadium.
Right.
He just can't do it.
Right.
Gave up 6 last night. 2-3 home runs.
So you two man vote.
Dude, listen. We'll get to him in a second. But last night was important. First and foremost, Luis Severino seems to have found whatever it was that he lost.
I saw a tweet that said, that's July, Louis.
That's July 1st, Luis Severino.
Right.
Is who that was.
Right.
He had a plus fastball last night. He was throwing 98, even at 106 pitches last night.
Yeah.
His last pitch of the game. Was that disgusting slider to Mookie Betts, but the previous one was 100, and I think it almost touched 100. His 105th pitch was about 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
He had the slider going. He lost command of his fastball a little early, and he was able to find it through getting his changeup going.
Right.
And it was fun to watch because that guy that was on the mound last night is the guy they need desperately if they're going to make any kind of noise in October. So that was encouraging. Gary Sanchez was good behind the plate. No pass balls last night.
Yep. Offense is terrible, though.
His offense is coming.
Mm. Aaron Judge. Huge walk last night.
Aaron Judge played last night.
No, the big Walt's not night before last. Anyway, yeah.
Aaron Judge played last night.
Got a hit.
Got his first hit since coming off the DL. Of course, he had that wrist injury, right, where he got hit when he was checking a swing there, broke the bone in his wrist, and he was out forever. His first hit last night was a 100-mile-an-hour fastball that he fisted to right field.
Yep.
That was kind of important for him to do that, to get over that mental hurdle of I can hit that ball without possibly hurting my wrist, and that was fun to watch. And then, as you mentioned, Luke Voit, the kid that they brought over from St. Louis, he spent 6 years in the minor league system, 6 years in AAA, AA, and kind of paying his dues, if you will, as Paul O'Neill talked about on the broadcast last night. And, oh boy, hit two home runs last night, both to right field, both off of David Price. He just looks like this good old boy. He's got this barrel chest. He can't even button his jersey all the way up. And he just hits dingers. That's all he does. And I love it.
He's like, what's the old guy from Jersey? My name is Mad.
The kid from Little League World Series? Yeah. He's Big like Al. Big Al. He's Big Luke.
All does it. Four runs, three RBIs, two home runs.
Single, homer, single. That was his stat line last night. It was fantastic.
Love the guy. He's Shelly Duncan on steroids.
I love Shelly Duncan. Loved him. And then he didn't do anything the rest of the year.
I was at Yankee Stadium, Shelly Duncan's first home run.
Were you really?
Mm-hmm. Or that first weekend. I don't know if we got the Friday night game. I got the Saturday game but when he went off. That was the first weekend, remember?
Yes, I do.
It's a Rays.
And last night, Justice Sheffield makes his Yankees
debut. Didn't look good.
It's an 8-1 ball game at that point.
That's fine.
He just came in to get some work there and get out of it.
Yep.
Didn't give him any runs.
Right. But still, Yankees 10-1 final. Man, that's fun, huh?
It is fun. It's a good time.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. So I'm in a little bit better mood. Still kind of down.
You got the Yankees lit on today.
Yeah. Got a little T-dub right today.
There. I watched Mayans yesterday.
Good.
Not bad.
Really?
Not bad.
I'm going to watch it today.
When you were watching Suns.
Yeah.
And once you got into a couple of episodes, the intro, the theme music to this, you know, the intro there, it's in your head there.
And
you're kind of like, I'm really excited now. I'm starting to get that with Mayans.
You know, yesterday was one of our best shows ever. We were in a great mood.
Yeah.
The music was flowing.
Oh, the music was flowing.
We had a great time with the Budweiser song.
Yes.
We got a little Diggins in there.
Boy,
do I need a Diggins in there.
Man, oh boy.
I need a hockey song today. I need something. I got so many tweets, so many texts, and a couple of personal people came, people in person came to me yesterday and go, I hate you. Or, man, you did it to me. What's that? Can't get the Georgia Tech Budweiser song out of my head now. You know, at least we didn't play the Pittsburgh Steelers song.
No, we won't play that song either.
Here we go. Steelers, here we go.
Pittsburgh's going to the
Super Bowl. Here we go. We are the Steelers, the black and the gold. Here we go. Anyway, catchy stuff there. And we're not playing Stairway to Seven yet.
No.
So let's be clear on all those things. I don't know, pal. So we're going to get this out of the way in segment two.
We'll do that in segment two. But just focus on
okay, so Mayans are good.
The rest of the show, Mayans is good.
Clemson's going to kick Georgia Tech's teeth in this weekend.
I got a new couch yesterday.
You did?
Oh, man, I'm excited about it.
Would you burn the other one?
No, ours was perfectly fine, but her grandma had surgery and is having a little trouble getting in and out of that couch. They've had it for 2 years.
So
they bought a love seat that has, electronics to it so they can help them up.
Nice.
And like, if you guys want this beautiful leather couch, you can have it.
Oh, man.
So Caleb was kind enough to lend the truck, and we we drove up there and grabbed a leather couch yesterday.
I noticed Caleb didn't go with you.
Oh, he went.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I ended up.
What a good dude, man.
Bought him dinner last night.
What a good dude. Love that fella. He's a good dude.
It was brutal. He's got no AC in that truck.
Really?
We're flying out there at 92. It's 92 degrees. And it was all kinds of fun.
Well, man, what a great guy to help you out, though.
Well, that's what you do for family.
That's what he does for you. I don't know if you do it for him.
I've done it for him.
All right. Well,
would you mind telling us about our friends at Robinhood?
I'd love to tell you. Robinhood is an investing app. It lets you buy and sell stocks. This is great in that you strive to make financial services that work for everyone, not just the wealthy. It's a non-intimidating way that you can get a newcomer involved in the stock market. First time, do it with confidence. Simple It's clear the data is presented in an easy-to-digest way. No commission fees. You will see that you learn to invest as you build your portfolio. So discover new stocks, track those companies. Get some personalized news feed on all of those. We're talking about our friends at Robinhood. It is a brand new app that has taken the investment world by storm. Robinhood is giving listeners now a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up today. How do you do it? It's mickey.robinhood.com. 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 Short break. We'll come back. Segment two with Zach Orr. We'll go ahead and take our Josiah James medicine. I'll go ahead and get the tattoo during the break, and we'll come back more after this.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Dyer Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
If your business IT provider doesn't help with your phones or your security or isn't available nights or weekends, that's, well, half-assed. TSA Choice will manage all your technology needs. Network communications, security, upgrades, repairs, training, all of it, and be on the job 24/7. Running a business is hard enough without IT support that's half-assed. TSA Choice. All your technology, all the time. TSAChoice.com.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacB Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Clemson is a very special place. It is where championships are won and leaders are developed. It is where alumni like Friar Dixon have opened their doors to take care of customers. Friar Dixon Allstate is in the heart of Clemson, providing a comprehensive line of insurance for you and your family. He is a third-generation insurance professional and a proud Tiger. See Friar Dixon Allstate at 405 College Avenue next to Mayberry's. Allstate, are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV, and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Four Paws American Pub, Clemson's newest spot for delicious house-made dishes like pan-fried trout, hot wings, juicy burgers, and more. Located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott, made fresh with local ingredients, Four Paws' diverse menu will fit any craving or time of day. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws to catch a game on the 20 big-screen HD TVs. Call 654-5151 to place your to-go order. Four Paws American Pub, locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers!
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag. Or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Currently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I've seen the man at the liquor store begging for your chain. The hair on his face is dirty, dreadlock, damn for the main.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. October 1st, 2020 is right around the corner. The South Carolina driver's license and identification card must have a gold star on it to show it's a real ID in order for you to use it as identification to board a domestic or commercial flight, to enter a secure federal building, or to visit a military installation. So get yours today. Avoid the long lines of the future. It's a real ID. You have several different branches here locally to deal with. And there's several things you're going to need: proof of identity, proof of your current physical address, proof of any legal name changes or anything like this. They can do all that online, or they can show you what you need online at SCDMV Online, the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles, scdnvonline.com. So be prepared, get your real ID, take care of it. See the waiting lines. You can see that now on scdmvonline.com. It's pretty cool stuff. Real ID taken care of there. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Well, Mickey, as you may have noticed yesterday, Clemson did not get the five-star point guard out of Charleston, Josiah James. He ended up choosing Tennessee during his 10:30 presser yesterday that everybody went down to and attended, and it was all hopeful that it was going to go the orange and purple way. Things just don't work out sometimes, and yesterday was an example of that. Now, I know this probably affects you more than it affects me.
Well, I'm the one got to get a tattoo. More.
Exactly right. You went out on the limb there. You said, this is it. This is happening. This is not Zion. This is not going to happen that way. They're going to get him. Everybody was telling you they were going to get him. People around him were telling everybody else Clemson was going to get him. What happened yesterday? What happened yesterday?
Clemson got out-recruited.
How does that happen when the kid was on campus for his last official visit?
I don't know. Here's why. Look, I'll tell you my own personal thoughts.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Well, I know nothing about basketball recruiting. The only people that I know, I only know about three or four basketball coaches now that are coaching at places, assistant coaches, that I can call, maybe four or five, but that I can call and say, hey, man, what's going on with this kid here, you know? In football, you got several. Basketball, I don't have the context like I have in football, so though I didn't know anybody really here at Tennessee or Clemson or any of those schools that Duke or any of the recruiting, so I don't have any inside information at all. And so I go to 247 Sports, and they have their last 14 crystal balls, I think, were for Clemson. And Strelo, who's made hundreds of projections for Clemson, is wrong for the second time ever. The Carter kid, Zach Carter, that was a Florida defensive end, and he changed that one right before the kid committed because he got word of it. But the projection was Clemson. So for only the second time ever, third time in Tiger Illustrated history, second time in Strelo history that he had a projection wrong. And the first time that he didn't change it back to another team, because he projected Carter to Clemson and he changed it to Florida right before the press conference. I don't know what happened there. I can tell you that the thought among people really close to him, the thought among even Tennessee, I can tell you this, Clemson had three or four of the websites that were there. Tennessee didn't have any websites. that were there.
No Tennessee media covered that press conference.
No. Matter of fact, Chris Hard wrote on his website last night. Paul Strela went down there. Now, I feel terrible. I got to get a tattoo. I feel terrible that, you know, what I said here on the show, and I misled people, I guess. But Strela drove 8 hours yesterday. Four down, four back. I feel terrible for that guy. And he's not going down there unless he knows, right?
Yeah.
He's all set up. Shelton Mitchell's leaving. He's your point guard. Cancel your Duke visit afterwards. Look, and that's another thing. I can say Duke, man. I get it. Duke's Duke. They're on TV more than Leave It to Beaver reruns. I get it. But Tennessee? I had a coach in another sport at Clemson that I was talking to on Monday who was in the recruiting section for Saturday's game. I said, man, I sat behind this James kid. What a nice kid. What a great kid. I really said, yeah. So he was telling people at the game, I heard him talking about how bored he was at Tennessee and how Clemson's so much better place than Tennessee. He goes to Tennessee.
This is the second time in recent memory you've been a bridesmaid and not the bride when it comes to five-star recruits in your own state. Is this an unlucky streak?
No.
Or is this a trend? What does it say about the recruiting here at Clemson right now? Is it fair to be critical of the recruiting in Clemson right now, or is this just a break that went the wrong way for the second time?
Look, man, part of my own deal with Zion and part of my own deal with this kid was, man, I was tired of being negative about Clemson basketball. Zach, I started doing this. Now, I will tell you this. When I first started following Clemson in 74, 75, Clemson basketball was good. Tree Rollins and Skip Wise and Stan Rome, man, Colin Abraham, man, they had some players, and they were good.
Sure.
So it's not that, but from 81 until now, all I ever hear is, oh, we're a football school, can't win in basketball, but no, can't, you know, basketball coaches leaving us, Barnes leaving us, Oliver Purnell leaving us. Doom and gloom. Clemson basketball, doom and gloom and doom and gloom. And after a while, you know what? I kind of bought into it. If you get beat over the head for 40 years or something, I kind of bought into it. And so you get a chance. You get Zion Williamson right here in your own backyard. His uncle played here. His uncle coached here. Had Clemson's first offer. Everything's there. And bottom line is that you can't get him. Best basketball player to ever come out of state since Kevin Garnett, maybe can't get him. This one, you know what? Everything's points towards you. I read the 247 national guy saying, hey, man, we just missed it. The national recruiting guy for basketball for 247 said, we just missed it. Everybody missed it. Strela missed it. And so, I'm tired of being pessimistic about Clemson basketball. All the excuses. I've heard this, man. Believe me. I've sat down with several Clemson basketball coaches and assistant coaches through the years. They always tell me why I can't do something. Not always. Not all of them. You can't do it here. You can't do this. We got to do it. Blah, blah, blah. I was tired of it, man. Tired of hearing about how you can't do stuff. And here's your two chances ever to really, truly knock it out of the park, start a whole new tradition. Brad Brunell told me one time, said, man, we need a Sammy Watkins. This is your Sammy Watkins. You know, you go down and recruit your butt off against, what was the kid, the post player that went to North Carolina from Orangeburg? He just graduated last year, the year before.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
He had that right there. You got to say, knocked out of the park now. Can't do it. Can't close him. Can't get it. Can't get the name on a dotted line. So, I don't know, man. Tough, tough, tough pill to swallow. Everything was there in the state. And it wasn't Duke. Heck, his dad played at Michigan State. And they weren't even in it. He eliminated them a couple of weeks ago. That was the one you said, boy, your old man, he's Michigan State guy. Of course, there's the legacy of Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
I can forgive that. You're from South Carolina, but your dad played there. I get it. Duke comes in. Yeah, I get it. It's Duke. In the end, really, Zion did the wrong thing.
Did Zion?
Yeah.
by leading Clemson on, probably, if you're a Clemson fan. But,
I mean, you don't lead himself. Everybody leads and people on recruiting.
I'm not slamming this kid. Let's be clear about that.
No, he's a good kid. You Bryce Johnson, by the way, is the kid we're talking about. Bryce Johnson.
You can't slam.
No, the kid's a good kid. And you know what? If that's where he wanted to go, which sounds like that's what he wanted to do, good for him. But, man, that's a tough pill. And he didn't lose any basketball games yesterday. And he didn't. Thank God he didn't lose any football games yesterday. You know, text yesterday. It's only basketball. But I don't want to be it's only basketball anymore. There's a chance for a five-star, an optimistic, a one-and-done or two-and-done guy to kind of change the trajectory and be the catalyst of something else that didn't happen. And that's frustrating. Had a guy ask me this yesterday. He said, what do you got for Brownell Lees? I said, what are you talking about? Because this is what happened to Oliver Purnell. After Shaka Smart left, Purnell goes and misses on some really, really, really good players. Point guard went up to Ohio State. You got second. We finished second on so many players. Purnell got tired of fighting the AAU in the South and said, that's it, I'm out. Now, Purnell made the wrong decision. Purnell went and took the fork in his road. He took the wrong fork, and his career's over as a result. Made a bunch of money in the process, but he made the wrong move. But I thought it was a legitimate question. How long are you going to beat your head against the wall and try to play the AAU game and try to do it all in the South? And I get it. Look, there's a reason why Barnes left. There's a reason why Purnell left. Those are different athletic directors, different facilities. Brownell's got a – Dan Radakovich wants to win bad in basketball here.
Those are completely different situations, though.
Right.
You know, they do have different athletic directors. They do have different facilities.
Right.
Brownell has the athletic director who believes in him enough, even when – and we're going to be honest here, the fan base didn't. To keep him and not only keep him but extend him.
Right.
And he believes him enough to pour a bunch of money into Little John. Completely redo it.
It's very – Dan Radico, I don't want to say his legacy. I always feel like
– his basketball legacy under his time here is directly connected to Brad Brunell.
It depends.
Yeah, it is.
How long is he going to be here? Radakovich, that is.
I don't know. Right now, it's only Brunell.
I don't know. I mean, look, if Brunell left him today and took the job at, I don't know, wherever, and he hired somebody else and he went, and they were, you know, I don't know if you could say that. I will say this. It was clear to me after sitting down in his office and talking with Radakovich about it. He wants to win in basketball greatly. Like, that's very, very, very important to him. And that's why he spent the millions of dollars in order to do it. I got all the questions yesterday. Can the staff recruit? Too many Midwestern guys on the staff. Too many white guys on the staff. Too many guys can't recruit on the staff. You know what? I don't know any of those answers. You got to give Rick Barnes a lot of credit. A texter made a good point. Did you read his Moultrie News stuff yesterday?
No.
Kid made a good point. Texter said, I heard the biggest reason is James went to Tennessee by Rick Barnes recruited him when he was 13 years old after had one of his worst games ever that day and still recruited him. And you got to give Barnes a lot of credit here. Came down here and got a five-star.
Is this an indictment of Brunell and his staff or is it an indictment of college basketball recruiting?
You're saying cheating?
Yeah.
I don't know if any cheating happened. It's easy to say whenever you lose one, it's easy to say, well, they bought him. I mean, that's the default answer.
I mean, I hear you. It is easy to say that. Sometimes it's even lazy to say that. College basketball is dirty. That's a pretty well established fact. Is that fair?
Yeah, is Rick Barnes or Tennessee dirty? I don't know. I don't have any reason to think that.
If everybody, including people around him, including all of the recruiting websites, including the guy we have on every Thursday, who is notoriously correct with his predictions, his crystal balls, including the coaching staff at the university that we all think he's going to. They all think, hey, he's coming here. He's probably said something. I'll tell you this.
Ben Millsap talked to the staff on Monday about it, and he wasn't confident on Monday, remember? Because I said, hey, he's coming here. And Millsap, who was talking to our Clemson staff, said, he hadn't told us he's coming. He never told Clemson he's coming. It wasn't a silent commitment.
I don't know, man.
You know, I'm going to give credit where credit's due. I'm not playing the money game right now. It might have happened. had a former college basketball player talk to me for 30 minutes yesterday saying, that's why you can't ever say anything about basketball. Basketball recruiting is dirty. I said, I don't know, man. I can't sit here and say the kid got paid. Or a new coach or whatever.
It just feels that way.
Why?
Because
he didn't come here?
No, it's not because he didn't come. It's because of the way everything was
Let's be honest about it. Duke would pay, right? Why not Duke?
Because there's other players in front of him at Duke?
There's nobody at Clemson.
There is nobody at Clemson.
Nobody. So if it's playing time, nobody.
There's just no way, shape, or form that Brunell and the staff get into the mud when they're recruiting.
They don't. I understand that. Brad told me on the Zion thing, he said, I had people come to me and saying, hey, is this going to happen with Zion about paying him? He goes, we're not. We won't do anything. We're not going to get in that. We won't do it. We're not going to enter into that.
And that's fine. That's what it's how it should be operating. It's just it leaves a sour taste in your mouth when you get to the precipice multiple times and you come up short.
You think Zion wanted to do it because he got paid?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. Maybe, I might be the most naive person in the world. I'm not sure that.
Talking to people yesterday and talking to just the people that are invested in college basketball, it's such a dirty, dirty sport.
You're saying the AAU coach got paid.
I'm saying someone got paid yesterday.
I can't say
that. An Adidas school.
But don't, aren't they?
Up there in Knoxville. I mean, it's just.
Is Adidas still doing stuff?
Aren't they on probation?
I don't know. Barnes wasn't.
Barnes was.
I get Barnes all the
time. Was named in an FBI report, but he cleared his name somehow, saying it happened after I left. He's been on the tail end of scandals in the places that he's been.
I didn't know that. I will tell you this. In Clemson football, here's what happens. Let me back up. Yeah, no. In Clemson football, here's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Johnson commits. Despite having Kelly Bryant, a four-star on scholarship at the time. 2 days later, Bryce Johnson, a five-star Hunter Johnson commits. Number one quarterback in the country in his class. 2 days later, Chase Bryce says, I still want to go to Clemson. I know I got a bunch of quarterbacks up there. I know I got Zary Cooper up there, four-star. I know you got Kelly Bryant, four-star. I know you got Hunter Johnson, five-star. Still going there. And then what do you know? A couple months later, you get Trevor Lawrence committed to you. It doesn't matter who, four, five, six. Everybody in the world knows that Christian Wilkins is going to Penn State. Nah, you know what? I'm gonna shock the world. I want to go to Clemson. I want to play Clemson. In football, everything that they get, guys you have no business in getting and not even thinking about getting, and they turn them. The kid that was from Michigan this year takes one visit. That's it. The kid from Kansas this year, the defensive lineman, that takes one visit. That's it. In basketball, you recruit the kids forever.
Mm-hmm.
From your state, got everything in the world, do it, and don't get it. I'm going to leave you with this. Remember we talked about a few months ago with Strela? This is a once-in-a-lifetime class in the state of South Carolina, the 2019 class, 2020 class, the two classes. You get shut out in the state? South Carolina so far has. You going to get shut out in the state with this class?
Can't.
Who are you going to get?
I don't know. You're not going to give up. You got to get somebody.
Yeah. All right. Short break. We'll come back. Prime Lending. I got to get in a better mood somehow.
Prime Lending.
Prime Lending gets me in a good mood because when I lived in a junky house, in my house, it wasn't great. And my wife and I started talking about remodeling. We got with Eric Newton and Jessica Newton, his wife, and we were talking about remodeling. He kind of gave us a bottom line figure on some stuff and some things we could do for this amount of money. So I go to Mark Hawkins and go, Mark, we can do this. And he goes, let me see what I can do. At first, no, but let me see this. So then he does some things and it ends up, we got a great house. So in the end, it was awesome. Couldn't have done any better. Couldn't have worked out any better. It is our great friends at Prime Lending. The point is, I started a conversation with him. I could have called an 800 company, somebody else, and it didn't work out that way. The point is, I started a conversation with him, and it worked out. It's our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Call Mark today. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's Tree Low at 8:05 this morning. I'm going to ask him about three questions, and then we'll talk football from now on. Hey, here's what I learned yesterday, buddy. Stay in my lane. You see me wrong about football recruits often, once or twice maybe. 0-2 in basketball. I'm staying in my lane from now on. I'll mention that forever again. We'll take a break. Come back from after this.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return four starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Want to mow like a pro? Then look no further than Carolina Lawn and Tractor. We have John Deere lawn tractors starting at only $1,499. Save $200 on X330 and X350 lawn tractors. Plus, get 12 months 0% interest with minimum payment. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in 6 models for every type of lawn, a Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great-looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm.
Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to say we are just as ready as you are for football season. Get game day ready with our full menu at the restaurant, or take some Tom's Barbecue to go to contribute to your tailgate experience. Nothing says game day like great food. Call ahead by Thursday and we will have you all set for the weekend. All you have to do is call 864-288-2652. We look forward to getting your tailgate queued up. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garnington in Greenville.
Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What do you do for excitement?
Oh, I play a lot of golf.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I hurt myself today. To see if I still feel. I focus.
I don't give up, man. Let me tell you about engineer sleep. Should stay in my bed this morning, my engineer sleep bed.
It's so good, Zach. It is so good, man. It feels so good to get in there.
It feels terrible to have to get up and leave it. If it were for you, buddy, coming here and get to spend these 3 hours with you, I'd still be in there right now. Today had been the day, right?
Today was the day for you to do that.
If there's ever a day, today's the day to stay in there.
I looked at my phone a couple of times this morning expecting me. I bet I just can't do it today. I won't be coming in.
Can't keep getting kicked in the gut. Keep getting up. Can't do it. Anyway, Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Here's what I'm telling you. Get you an awesome bed. Get it done at 10% off their price. And their price is already off because there's no middleman. So what you're talking about here is you got a fantastic product, custom designed, custom made just for you. I say just for you. For your wife too, for your husband too, for your loved one too. But get it made, man, and you're going to love it. They're gonna deliver it to you any size, any shape. I'm going to talk to you quickly about your RVs. Different shapes in your RVs, about your boats, about your trucks, your rigs, your 18-wheelers, they any size. Might need to get our newborn here, get a little engineer sleep deal, make sure that little joker gets everything right. It's engineer sleep, engineersleep.com, Congaree Road over in Greenville. We talk Browns, Jets tonight. We talk PGA Tour tonight. We talk a little Red Sox and Yankees tonight. I don't know. I do, on a serious note, I do want to talk in the next hour about going to Atlanta and going to Nashville. I do want to give some advice and get some advice for trips for those that are going to away games this weekend. 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on our phone lines, Northern Communication phone lines. Text messages, help their text line, 986-1566. And on our Twitter feed, at Mickey Pollard. Skip writes in at Mickey Pollard. With the current state of college basketball, I had to feel like some Tennessee booster made a significant contribution or shoe company was involved in a situation yesterday. Am I wrong to feel this way? My answer to, because mark my words, Zach. Some rival fans listening to the show this morning saying, well, Mickey Pollard said that they cheated. Nope, didn't say it. Didn't say it. Zach kind of said it. I didn't say it. What I said, I answered the tweet, I have no evidence of that. I don't know that. I'd love to be naive and just say, no, that stuff doesn't happen, turning my head over here. Adidas can't do anything now, can they? Aren't they? Look, let me ask you like this. On the speeding tickets that you get all the time now.
I don't, but go ahead.
When's the last time you got one?
A speeding ticket?
Yeah.
A year and a half ago.
Didn't you, for the next couple of weeks or months, didn't you like drive like a little more careful, like to slow down?
I went faster.
No, you did not.
Oh, Johnny Law is not going to catch me.
No.
Tell you that much.
No. You slowed down, right? So shoe companies, aren't they? They're not buying players anymore, right? They got caught. People are going to prison. Shoe companies aren't doing that anymore, right?
Why? Why wouldn't they?
Because people are going to prison.
Who? Where's this big FBI investigation that was happening?
Oh, it's still happening.
What is the deal with this?
I don't know where it is now, but it's still happening.
This is ridiculous.
So I'm not buying it. I think that's a we got beats. Let's blame it on that.
I don't even care.
You're done? I talked to you into being in a bad mood now?
I am in a bad mood now. I don't even care anymore.
Tennessee's a Nike school have been for close to 5 years now. That's not true. Tennessee haven't been a Nike school for 5 years. Have they?
I don't know, man. Let me look up exactly what they are.
They were Adidas for up until, I know, at least last year. I don't watch Tennessee. You know why? Because I watch bowl games.
Yikes.
I watch college football playoffs. I watch SEC championships.
Yeah, they're a Nike school.
They're Nike now?
I don't know how long they've been a Nike school, but...
A year or two, but not 5 years.
If you take this guy's word for it, it's 5 years.
It's a year or two.
Close to 5 years. A year or two. How dare you suggest otherwise?
I don't... I'm not buying the money stuff. You're convinced of it.
There's a time when I was naive and young and convinced there was something pure about college.
You know what's bad here? I can tell you that you were in a good mood.
Yep.
I brought you down.
Well, here we are. Welcome to the mud.
I got to have either Diggins.
I don't have the energy to do Diggins this morning.
That's it. We're going to sit here and just...
We're going to mope.
Mope?
We're going to mope for the next 2 hours.
Nobody wants to hear that.
We'll take a call or two. We'll talk to Paul. And we're going to mope.
No, man. It's just hard getting kicked in the gut. That's all I'm telling you. It's just hard. Why are you down now?
I don't even know.
That's it. I thought you were going to bring... I thought I needed you.
I tried, but this negativity is like an anchor around my neck.
It is.
Dragging me to the depths of despair.
It is.
And here I am now in the cesspool.
Oh, by the way.
I'm in the swamp.
Oh, by the way, Clemson basketball ranked in the Blue Ribbon Yearbook preseason poll number 17.
What is that? What is the Blue Ribbon Yearbook preseason poll?
According to CU Athletics Communications, often referred to as the Bible of college basketball, the yearbook utilized by coaches, NBA scouts, media, and NCAA selection for years.
Then, and I'm just shooting off the top of my head here, why have I never heard of it before?
Because you're not a college basketball
fan. Why is it not on every bedside table in every hotel room in America?
Because you're not a big, college basketball fan.
Are you? Have you heard of it before?
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe you.
No, I'm serious. I had several.
I don't believe anything that you say.
No, I had several.
My trust in you is gone. After this nonsense.
Texas says, make no more statements about basketball commitments. It only lets us down in the end. Let me be clear about this.
People got mad at me yesterday.
Why?
That I was right about this.
I know.
I don't want to be right about this. I wanted to be wrong.
No, you're in that crowd now that has to be right, buddy.
That is just not true.
I will tell you this, Zach, or I will make a pledge to you.
Uh-oh. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes.
You don't want to take the break, think about it?
No. I'm making a pledge to you.
All right.
At no point in time, for the rest of my life, will I ever talk about any basketball player going there until he commits. At no point in time. I'm telling you right now, if my son grows up to be a 6'11".
Where are those jeans coming from?
I don't know. Number one recruit, 5-star, one and done guy.
Yep.
And he says, hey, Dad, I want to be a Tiger. I would never say it on the show until he commits. My luck would be he'd get up there and pull out a damn Duke hat.
You get home, all of a sudden the house paid off.
Yeah.
Pop, moving to Durham.
My mortgage disappears.
Honey, it's a miracle.
Devil with the blue dress.
What happened? Don't worry about it.
I'll be up there with Kay's wife cussing everybody.
Don't worry about it.
Me and Ratface over there getting hugs. That's it. That's what I needed.
Oh, my God.
That's what I needed, buddy. That's what I needed. Oh, thank you so much for doing that. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. Let Daniel Parham, Manuel Parham, the great folks come. Literally, let Tim Worley come. He's going to measure your garage. He's going to give you an estimate. He's going to show you their colors, show you their chips, show you some of their past designs. You're going to pick it out. They're going to schedule a date down the road. They're going to move everything out of your garage, lay this epoxy solid base floor down, move everything back in your garage. You are absolutely going to love it.
I need a garage.
Yeah, you got to have a garage for a garage floor.
I guess so.
404-8158. Call them today.